The Hammer Museum in Haines may be closed for the season, but that doesn't mean they aren't keeping busy. When doors reopen this May, the collection will be nearly twice the size.
Hi there.
Museum founder Dave Paul opened the Hammer Museum in 2002.
Welcome to the Hammer Museum.
It is the world's first museum dedicated to the history of the hammer.
Well, our nonprofit Hammer Museum has just received an awesome collection from a longtime hammer collector in Mesa, Arizona.
When hammer collector Jim Mao of Mesa, Arizona died, his wife donated the entire hammer collection to the Hammer Museum. That collection isn't just hammers either. Mao collected archival material and did research as well. It took Paul, his wife Carol, and the Hammer Museum board an entire day to unload all the paperwork.
It's a lot. If it was firewood, there'd be at least a half a cord there. So we're busy.
It took over a week to pack the hammers in crates for shipping. The Pauls put 5,000 pounds of hammers on a truck from Mesa, Arizona to Seattle, Washington. The hammers made the last leg of the journey by barge.
I, myself, and probably a few board members, too, were kind of on pins and needles, hoping that everything was surviving the trip all right, and it did. Everything got here just as we had packed it 5 weeks ago. So
the trip wasn't cheap. It cost about $5,000 to get the hammers to Haines. That may seem like a lot of trouble for a bunch of old hammers. But spend a few minutes talking to Paul, and you'll learn that these aren't just tools. They're a window into history.
Now, this is a cheese inspector's tool, and
Paul holds up a long-handled hammer with a tiny head. The handle is concave, made to pull a sample out of a round of cheese for a quality check.
Then you've got a little hammer here to put the crate back together with after you've had your little snack. And yeah, there's a hammer for every trade imaginable.
Many of the new hammers from the Mao collection are Madoll hammers, named after the blacksmith who designed them at the turn of the century.
Well, David Madoll in 1840 invented the process of securing the hammerhead to the handle with wedges, like we still do today.
Madoll never got a patent for his invention, but his New York manufacturing company was once the nation's largest.
He is memorialized among tool collectors as one of the captains of industry.
The new hammers are in storage at the Fort Seward Barracks until they're processed and added to the museum. It's already wall-to-wall hammers in here, but Paul says they'll find a way to incorporate the new tools into the exhibits. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.